Okay, today is Daf Samach Aleph. We're on the bottom of Samach Aleph Beis. Just the last line to read what the Mishnah had mentioned. So the Mishnah said, "Lo biyachid bitzman she'ein v'raglo maka," which meant was that a person cannot go out with one sandal or one shoe, just walk around one shoe, if there is no wound on the foot. Right? We'll just use the word the foot because we don't know which foot it's talking about just yet. The Gemara says, "Lo biyachid bitzman she'ein v'raglo maka." So Mara asks, So if he does have a wound on his foot, he is allowed to go out with one sandal, with one shoe. So Mar asks, with which foot can he go out with the sandal on? Meaning, does the sandal have to be on the foot that has the wound? Or is the sandal on the foot that does not have the wound? So Mar says, Amar Rav Huna, ba'osa sheyesh b'maka. If he's going out, the only way he can go out is if he's wearing the sandal on the foot that has the wound. Alma kasavar must mean that he holds, or Huna holds, sandal l'shum tsar of it. A sandal is worn in order to protect the foot does not get wounded. It's to protect the foot from pain. What does that have to do? So Rashi says, sandal l'shum tsar of it. Shelo yinogef b'yaseidos, adrachim won't get wounded or hurt with the pegs in the road v'yitzar. Hilkach, therefore, so what's the problem? Again, remember, there were two problems that you had with the wearing one shoe. It was that people might think that he's carrying the other one, or people are going to make fun of him, and then he's going to be embarrassed and take off the shoe and carry it down the aisle. So Hilkach, if they see him limping, v'yodim sheish baraglav makos, then they know in his foot he has a wound. Ain't chosh no so shaton is a shein biyodo. There's no chash here anymore because they know the reason why he has one is not because he's carrying the other. He usually doesn't wear one. Here he's wearing one to protect the wound. Ela makir bol if he masav she parshal sov kashos the enom mitzad to be yisei dos drach. They must see that he has strong soles and he's only wearing a shoe in order to protect himself from the yisei dos. Velo nalu ela mishum maka. He's only wearing the shoe because of the maka. V'dayu b'zel levado, that's what he needs. The lashon ravosai, and according to the lashon of his ravosai about the embarrassment, inami mechachola, even if they make fun of him that he's wearing one shoe, the lo chazulumaka lo sholiflei, he's not going to take it off now. The mitzvah be yisaidos hadrachim makos maka. Even if he's embarrassed, who cares if he's embarrassed? I still have a wound. I got to protect myself. So let them make fun of me. So either way, that must be the reason why he's allowed to wear the one foot. That must be the reason why the one shoe has to be worn on the wounded foot. But the Chiyah Barab says no, but also she'ein b'maka, he wears the shoe on the foot that does not have the wound. Hamacha Savar, he must hold that what's the purpose of wearing the sandal? The shum tanug of it. He wears the sandal in order to because the person is an istinus. The person doesn't want to get dirty. He wants to walk on his foot. He wants to walk and stay clean. The reason why he's not wearing it on the other shoe is because it's going to hurt his foot to put the shoe on his foot. Rashi says, the shum tanug of it, adam istinus merach umakirim mitoch masav shenol nalo achas shehu istinus. They see that he's wearing one shoe because he's an istinus. V'zomakasam ochechas, and they see the wound on the other foot. Umevinim shemaka monaso minilo v'lo chashtile, and they realize that the shoe is not being worn on the wounded foot because it hurts him. But the only reason why he's wearing a shoe is because he's an istinus, and the other reason about embarrassment. There's no issue of embarrassment. The guy's an istinus. He's going to be wearing the foot. He's going to be wearing the shoe. So the amak asavar l'shum tanug avid v'zol sheish b'maka makasa mochech hazalav. The foot that has the wound on it, the wound shows that he can't put the shoe on it, and therefore there won't be any chash. V'af Rav Yochanan savar lo de Rav Huna. Rav Yochanan holds like Rav Huna. Rav Huna again said above that you have to wear the shoe on the foot that has the wound because he holds a sandal is a shum tsar. The amalei Rav Yochanan with Rav Shemin bar Av. Rav Shemin bar Abba. Just interesting side note, Rav Shemin bar Abba is brought down as a Kohen. So the question is, how is Rav Yochanan using Rav Shemin bar Abba to service him? So he says to Rav Shemin bar Abba, Havli misanai, give me my shoe. So what happens is that he's giving him his shoe. What happens is that the Rav Shemin gave him his left shoe first. Rav Shemin gave him his right shoe. Rav Yochanan is going to hold it. He's supposed to wear your left shoe first. So he says, "Havli misanai, give me from your shoe." Yahiv lay the amin. So Rav Shemin gave to Rav Yochanan the right shoe. So right meaning not the correct shoe, but the right shoe. So Amar lays. Rav Yochanan says back to Rav Shemin, "Asisaso maka, you have made me like an individual who has a wound." So what does that mean? basically what's going on, Rabbi Yochanan holds that you're supposed to put the left shoe on first, and then the right shoe. So he says to Rav Shemar Mar Abba, if I put the right shoe on, I'm no longer going to be permitted to put the left shoe on. I'm not the big deal, let's just take off the right shoe and then put the left shoe on. But he says, I'm no longer permitted to put the left shoe on. And I'm going to end up going out with one shoe, meaning the shoe on my right foot. And now you're going to make my right foot as if it has a wound. So you see that you wear the shoe on the right, on the wounded foot. So you see from Rabbi Yochanan that he would say that it's only, you wear the shoe on the wounded foot. Rashi explains, as he saw some mark, Rabbi Yochanan simply the nose and dolim nose on small tchila. Put on sandals, you put the left shoe on first. V'yachak shoyim mina, then you put the right shoe on.
That's when you put it on both.
Here he's only got one. Because, well, he's putting on both. He gave him the right shoe first. Right? Because Saga daitach, the hachik armalei. And this is what the Havim is. Im kein she'enol zeh, once I put on the right shoe, shuv lo enol se small acharav. I can't put the left shoe on afterwards. V'hinini yotze b'yachin, I'm going to go out with one shoe. V'asis as zo shel yamin, kilo ha'isa b'maka. You're making this right foot as if I have a wound. Right? So Amar Kasarva also sheish b'makano. So he's comparing his shoed foot to the wounded foot. Must mean that you put the shoe on the wounded foot. The Gemara says, wait a second, no. But Dilma, maybe kechia bar Rav svirale. Maybe it does look like kechia bar Rav, meaning that you put it on the non wounded foot. V'hachi ka'amar asis shal small maka. You've made my left foot like the maka. My left foot that doesn't have the shoe, that looks like it has a wound because I'm not wearing the shoe. There's no raya from here which way he holds. Rashi again, v'dilma kechia svirale. The amar ba osa she'ain ba maka noel. He's going to say that you, the foot that does not have the wound, you put the shoe on. V'hachik armalei im kein arini yotze b'yachik b'zoshal yamin v'asis as raglish al small. You're making my left foot that I can't wear the shoe. That's the one that ki'il yesh b'maka. The etze b'yachik b'osrei b'maka. I'm going down the street with the foot, with the shoe only on the foot that does not have the wound. All right, fine. So we don't have a raya which way, we don't have a raya which foot you're supposed to wear the shoe on when you have the wound. But also Rabbi Yochanan tamei. Rabbi Yochanan is consistent with his own shita. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says. He says somewhere else, "Kitfilin kach menolin." Just like you put on the tefillin, that's how you put on the shoes. Mat tefillin b'smol. Just like the tefillin, you put the left on. Af menolin b'smol. So too, when it comes to shoes, you start with the left, which is interesting because by tefillin there is only one, like you said before. So you put on the left because it's supposed to be your weaker hand. With shoes, you're putting on two. So I don't know what's exactly the connection between tefillin and shoes. So Tosfos says,
both strap
we'll get to in a second, but Tosfos says it just shows that when it comes to those things, that's important. Like when it came to tefillin, you are machshiv the left. Tosfos says, where is it? Tav Tosfos, the Abed Hachi. He says, v'hachi perusho ki tefillin, afal gabdi min chashuva li'in bo'in yad b'yo'in regel, v'chein le'inyon chalitza, Yochelin asal small tchila, right? The small chashuva the tefillin, because the left is chashuv the tefillin. So too, the left has a certain amount of chashivas. So you can do the left foot also has a certain amount of chashivas. Fine. There's a whole thing brought down. What's the connection between shoes and tefillin? So you bring down. The Gemara says in Maseches Chulin that when Avram says to Malki Tzedek, he's not going to take anything from him. He says, I'm not going to take anything from you. Chutvat tzroch na'al, from a thread till a shoelace. So the Gemara there in Yavamos, is that Yavamos? The Gemara in Chulin on Daf Peitez says that for the schar that Avram says tzroch na'al, they got two mitzvahs. One was the chut shel tcheles, and then another one is ritzua shel tefillin. So the connection is that tzroch na'al is what the Gemara says is what they got tefillin for. So Srof now is a shoelace, they got tefillin, so there's a connection, some deep connection between shoelaces and tefillin. The thing is over here is that we're not talking about shoelaces, we're just talking about the shoe. So I'm not even sure how that works either. Okay, so right now we have Rav Yochanan saying that you're supposed to put the left shoe on first. So basically they ask a question on Rav Yochanan, we learn in a brisa, kishu noel, when you put on your shoes, noel shel yamin, first you put your right shoe, v'yachar kach noel shel shmol, then you put the left shoe on. So which one is it? Rav Yochanan says you put the left. The right says you put the right on first. So Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Hashta the Tanya Hachi, now that we have this Braisa, the Amar Rav Yochanan Hachi, Rav Yochanan says, his din also, The Abed Hachi Abed, the Abed Hachi Abed. Whoever holds it, you can do it this way, you can do that way. It doesn't make a difference. Do this way, that way. Tos says, really? You can do this way, you can do that way? Rav Yochanan didn't think so. Rav Yochanan said, if you give me the right shoe first, then I can't put the left shoe on. So I can't do it, right? Tosa says, the Im Tomar, in the top Tosa, also on the first short line, the Im Kain, Amai Hikri Rav Yochanan, and Rav Shemin, Shanasan Lo Yachal Yamin, came with the Yachal Lino, Ezer Shayir Tzatrila. You can do whichever one you want according to this. So why would it be Makbid? There's a Benir Lari, the Hachi Perusho, the Abed Hachi, Abed Mish, David Kahachi Abed, Misha Rotzi, the Chavis, the Small, Misha Mitzis, Tvilin, Arshus Biyado. Whoever wants, you have to be consistent. If you want to do left, then you're a left person. If you want to do right, then you're a right person. So if you want to do the left because you're going to be used because of the covenant of tefillin, harshus biyado. Or misha rotz the chavish al yamin, yoser mishum chashivus al min. And if you want to, you know, honor the right because of its chashivus, then fine. Rav Yochanan heidarko lechaviv kol shosh al small yoser. He would always do the left one first. The Rav Shimon Marava lower high yodei minhago. He didn't know his minhag, and therefore he knew that he wouldn't be able to switch. So you have to be consistent. But once you choose, you can choose either one. Gemara says, Amalei Abaye, why do you say that? Why do you say that Rav Yosef can go one or the other? Maybe, but now that the Braisa was brought down, we have a raya against Rav Yochanan. Amalei Abaye, Vidilma, Rav Yochanan Hamastis lo Havi Shamilei. Maybe he never heard about this Braisa. V'i Shamilei Havi Hadarbe. He would have retracted. V'inami, or maybe Shmilei, and Kasavar ain't a lachik or submission. He doesn't hold like the Braisa. Meaning, he can't say that, now you have two, you can use both. Maybe he would have retracted, maybe he would have rejected it. He says you have both. Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, Yirei Shemayim Yotzei Deshneim. Yirei Shemayim will be known like both Rabbi Yochanan and the Braisa. Umanu, and who is this Yirei Shemayim? It's Marbrei de Ravna. Marbrei de Ravna was Yirei Shemayim who held like both. How do you do that? Hechi Ovid. Sayim de Yamine Bilokotar. He put on the right shoe, but didn't tie it. Then Sayim de Smali Bilokotar. Then he put on the left shoe and tied it. Vahadar Kata de Mini. And then he went back and he tied the right shoe. Put on the right, put on the left, tie the left, tie the right. So Shulchan Aruch brings down. Halacha Maisa. That's what we're supposed to do. Shulchan Aruch Simon Beis Sif Dalid. Yinol Mina'al Yamin Tchila Bilokotar. You put on your right shoe first and do not tie it. V'yachar kach yino sol small. Then you put on the left shoe v'yikshirena and tie it. V'yachzor v'yikshor shel yamin. And then you go back and you tie the right shoe. The Rambam brings down uminalim shalonush ein lehem kshira. What about the shoes that do not have slip-ons? So what do you do? So he says yino sol yamin tchila. You put the right one on first. Quoting Tosos in our parak, Tosos says the siyam the small of the cutter. Look at Tosos omer riva the dafkul inyan kshira hu dechashivi shel small tvei mishum dechashivi tefillin having kshira. Left is only important when it comes to tying because you're tying it to the comparing it to the tying of the tefillin. If there's no tying, the left loses its chashivas, right? Aval ibcha lo v'lahai taima yesh lino shal yamin tchila b'minolim she'ein behem kshira. That's what the Ramah brought down straight from Tosos. That if it's a slip-on, you put on the right shoe first. The left one only has its chashivas if there is a lace, if there is tying. So we'll see in a second. Right, Mr. Brewer brings down that you have to put on the right shoe first, according to this. V'gam im nizdam lo shel small, even the small comes first. Yamtin achi yivilo yamin. You have to get the right foot. It's not like tefillin. You know, you have to take my left shoe, put it down, put on the right shoe. Shurochitz, when you wash, you start with the right. Right? V'msach kol gufo, if you're washing your whole body, rosh tchila. You do the head first. So we'll see that's in the Mishnah as well. There is a machlokas.
This is the only thing that we did the left first.
Right, so the question is, what about
everything
else is always right. What about a lefty who puts on tefillin in his right hand? What is that? Does it change anything?
No, it's only for the tefillin.
What?
Only for the tefillin that's in the strong, in the weaker.
Right, so a lefty has it on his right hand. It's the weaker.
But this one, everything else does not have to be.
Right, so what does a lefty do? Does a lefty follow this rule of the shoe? Right, left, left, right?
Yeah.
Why?
Because the chashivah is still the same for the...
Yeah, but his chashivas, his tefillin is being tied on his right hand.
No, it's not his chashivas, it's...
So maybe. Okay, that could be.
Since 88% of all people...
That's the number?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, what about women?
What about women? They don't have tefillin. Right. So what are you saying? Maybe it's just a general rule that you learn out from tefillin and applies to everybody else. There is a machlokas I saw brought down here. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says that any beged that has a kshira, any beggar that has a tie, you tie the left one first, right? But there, the Artzos HaChayim says that no, it's only the gabe, the shoe. But because that's explicitly compared to tefillin. But any other piece of any other clothing, you wouldn't do that. So obviously everything you put on the right first, right? You always put the shoe, the right foot on first. Also, you put the right sock on first, and then the left sock. The only question is whether you tie the left. Let's say something, you know, some of the shoe, some other beged that has ties. You have these old sleeves, and I guess they had ties on the sleeves. You tie the left sleeve first. Shulchan Aruch Rav says yes. Over here, so the Arutz Chaim says no. Okay. Amar Rav Ashi. Hazina l'Rav Kahana. I saw Rav Kahana. The low carpet. He wasn't makpid one way or another. You put this right foot on, put the left shoe on. He wasn't makpid which way to do it. I guess he didn't hold it. I mean, the musar for it, I guess, over here is that every single thing that we do has to be done according to halacha, l'shem shemayim. So that's even by tying the shoes. Tana Rabbanan, we learn in a brisa. Kishu who know well when you put on your shoes, noel shall yamin. You put the right shoe on first. V'yachar kach noel shall small. Then you put the left shoe on. Kishu cholitz when you take off your shoes, cholitz shall small. Take your left shoe off first. V'yachar kach cholitz shall yamin. Then you take off the right shoe. Kishu rochitz when you're right washing your body, rochitz shall yamin. First you start on the right side. V'yachar kach rochitz shall small. Then you wash the left side. Kihu sach when you anoint yourself with oil, sach shall yamin. First you do the right side. V'yachar kach shall small. Then the left side. But if you want to anoint your entire body, or as we saw, that if you want to wash your entire body, then you start with the head, because it is the king of all the limbs, and it goes first, right? And that's what we said over here, right? The Shulchan Aruch also says, when you take off the shoes, you take off the left one first. Because that's what kavod of the yamin. And the only kavod the left one has is when it comes to actual tying. Okay. Next. Lo b'tefillin. Said that you're not allowed to go out on with wearing tefillin on Shabbos anyway. So we're going to bring, there is a machlokas as to whether or not tefillin, the Shabbos is man tefillin. So now we're saying here that you may not go out on tefillin. So comes Rav Safra and says, lo tema alivu the man da amar Shabbos loves man tefillin to you. Don't say that this halacha is only in accordance with the one who rules that you're not supposed to be wearing tefillin on Shabbos. Then it makes sense. It's not a lavush. So how can you be wearing it? Right? Ella afilu man damer Shabbos man tefillin hu. Even according to man damer who says that Shabbos is the time to wear tefillin, you still may not wear tefillin into Rosh Hashanah. Lo yetze. Why? Dilma asri lasuyei b'Rosh Hashanah. Maybe you'll come take them off in the Rosh Hashanah. Why are you going to take them off? Rashi says, Dilma Shakiluhu me resha. Maybe you'll take off the shel rosh in bal lifnos umantul dal amas. If you have to go to use the latrine, you can take off the shel rosh. The shel yah, you don't have to because you can cover it. But you take off the shel rosh, and you're going to carry it dal amas as a rabbim. Toso says no. The whole problem is over here taking off the tefillin. Tefillin includes both. So maybe we're not talking about going to the bathroom. So maybe the ritzu will snap. And the ritzu will snap. When the straps will snap, then you'll end up carrying it, which is a rabbim. Again, their tefillin clearly were not made, I guess, of the same stuff that ours are, so they were careful that they would snap. Okay. The Ika Damasli a Seifa. And some say you learn this on the Seifa. Right? The Seifa says, Im Yotza in the Chayiv Chatas. If you did go out with it, you're not Chayiv Chatas. So don't say the only Manda Amr says you're not a Chayiv Chatas is the one who says the Shabbos is Man Tefillin. Even according to Manda Amr says the Shabbos is not Man Tefillin, you're not supposed to wear your Tefillin on Shabbos anyway, you still would not be Chayiv Chatas. Why? Because you're still wearing it there of Malbush. He says, the im yotza in chayiv chatas, amr of safra lo tema leave the man d'amr Shabbos man tefillin hu. Of course, according to the man d'amr says that Shabbos is not this man tefillin, you're not going to be chayiv chatas because you're supposed to be wearing it anyway. And there's a takana not to wear it. Ella, afilu man d'amr Shabbos loves man tefillin hu, ain't chayiv chatas. You're not going to be chayiv chatas if you wear it outside. My taima, derech malbush avida, because you're wearing it on your hand and on your arm the way you would wear it. And that's a derech that you wear it on the chol also. So if you wear it a derech, you wear it on the chol, you wear it on Shabbos, it's not considered a masoi, it's just a malbush, and you won't be chayiv. The going from here also is that, so people ask, someone asks, well, wait a second, so what about tzitzis at night? There's no chayiv at tzitzis at night. So on Friday night, you still wear tzitzis and shabbos on Friday night because it's derech malbush. We just see from here that derech malbush doesn't constitute a problem. And I guess there was no takana that you could someone to take off the tzitzis on Shabbos. I don't know, according to Tosas, if you wear it, the ritzus are going to snap. Maybe the strings will snap, and you have to take off the tzitzis. I don't know. It doesn't seem to see anywhere that there's a takana about not wearing tzitzis wearing tzitzis after Rosh Hashanah. And I just didn't see that. Okay. Next, spend some time on amulets, healing amulets. Right? You didn't know not actual medicine. Well, maybe that was the medicine at those times. Is these amulets? amulets. Okay, we said that a kamiya mumcha, an established amulet, one's allowed to walk out with on Shabbos. So the question basically is it that the amulet was written by a mumcha? You have this guy who knows how to write these amulets, or and the mumcha is the person, or is the kamiya itself the mumcha? Meaning this kamiya itself was proven to be healed. So which one is it? So Gemara's Mishnah said, "V'lo b'kmiya b'zman she'eno mumcha." You may not walk out with a kmiya if it is not a mumcha. So Amar Rapapa says, "Lo tema ad mumcha gabre o mumcha kmiya." You don't need it to be a proven. Let me translate mumcha as proven. It doesn't have, don't say that it has to be a proven person and a proven kmiya. Ela kevan de mumcha gabre. If the gabre himself is a mumcha, however it is that we establish this, but if we establish that the person is a mumcha when it comes to writing amulets. So any amulet that he writes can be worn outside on Shabbos because it is, we have a chazaka that whatever we, that is that hit lower place class, we have a chazaka that his is going to be proven to work. Even though if this is the first time he's writing this kamiya, but since he knows how to do it, so anything that he writes can be worn outside. Dekanami, we have to make this diuk in the Mishnah as well. Dekatani, it says in the Mishnah, it says velo b'kamiya mizman she'eno min hamumcha. And not a kmiya at a time when it's not from the mumcha, min ha-mumcha, right? The lokatani bismanch ain't a mumcha. It doesn't say at the time that the kmiya isn't a mumcha. Rather, it's from a time that it's not from a mumcha. So from a mumcha means from a mumcha person, shema minah, that you just need the person to be a mumcha. The amulet itself doesn't have to be a mumcha. As long as the person is a mumcha, then you can walk out. What's the amulet's a mumcha? And the person who wrote it is not? I don't know. The Tana Rabbanan, eza kmiya mumcha. What is considered a mumcha that you can go out on Shabbos? Okay, so now this is talking about the kmiya itself. So again, the two things that can be a mumcha. The person can be a mumcha, or the amulet can be a mumcha. So what is considered a kmiya mumcha? So kol sheripe, something that healed, vishana, and healed somebody else, vishilesh, and another person, right? As long as this mumcha, as long as this kmiya has healed, I believe, it means three different people, even the same disease, that is considered a mumcha. Let's just read this Rashi, the Mumcha Gavra. We should have read this before. He said, remember, we said before that you don't have to be a Mumcha for both, it can just be a Mumcha Gavra. So he says, Sha'asa Adam Zeh Kmiya Zo Legimel Anashim. That a person made this Kmiya. Oh, wait, no, this is wrong. Sorry, skip that. That's for later. That's for later. Let's make sure that we read this Rashi, though. So Tana Rabbanan, Eza Kmiya Vishana Vishilesh, Echa Kmiya Shaksav, whether it's a written amulet, Ve'echa Kmiya Shalikarin, or it's made out of some sort of roots and some sort of spices, that's the kmiya. The chol is allowed to walk out with those on Shabbos. So echad chol sheyesh bo sakana, whether it's a chol that is in danger, ve'echad chol sheein bo sakana, it's a chol that does not have danger, they are allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. I don't know, why does a chol sheyesh bo sakana go out with it on Shabbos? Well, just, why do you have to go out? Just sit. I don't know. V'lo b'nichve, and it doesn't mean that a person has the sickness, ela shelo yikafe. If the person knows that he's prone to this illness, he can walk out with the amulet to the Rosh Hashanah, even if he's not sick yet. But in order to protect himself from being sick, he can walk out. But and the Brisa continues, v'kosher umate rafil b'Rosh Hashanah. You can tie it. Obviously, a kesher she'eino kayama, because then you have kosher issues. But you can tie it and untie it even in the Rosh Hashanah. You're not worried that he's going to go down in Amos. Because he needs it. There's no chash that he's going to go dal amos. Brings down here the reason why they would say that you can untie it and tie it in the shesarabim, as they not choshesh, maybe he'll forget that it's Shabbos and he'll wear it and he'll walk carry it dal amos shesarabim. There's no chash, because what's the difference? I don't know. Why is there no chash? He's going to carry it, Dalai Lama's. They did have that chash. So, b'vad shalo yiksharenu b'sheru b'tabas, but you cannot tie it with this sort of string and a ring. V'yotze b'Rosh Hashanah, then walk out of Rosh Hashanah, b'shem shemaras ayin. Because then it's shemaras ayin, because if you're wearing it this way, in this way, that looks like a tachshit. It doesn't look like a masoy, it's shemaras ayin, and people think you can wear tachshitim in the Rosh Hashanah. Okay. The Brisa said that what's considered a kmiya mumcha? What's considered a kmiya mumcha? It says that it's anything that healed three times. So that seems to indicate that even if it healed one person three times, it's a kmiya mumcha. So the Gemara says, "Vatanya." We have a different brayse that says, "Eze kamiyah mumcha." What's a kamiyah mumcha? It's kol sheripa shalosha b'nei adam keechad. It has to heal three different people. One brayse seems to indicate that the amulet is proven if it heals the same person three times. The second brayse says it has to be a proven amulet. It has to heal three different people. So lokasha, there's lokasha lemachoy gavra, ha lemachoy gavra, v'ha lemachoy kamiyah. It depends. Machi is another word for mumcha. One's describing the mumcha of a person, one's describing the mumcha of a kamiya. Now we read that Rashi. The mumcha gavra or the mumcha kamiya. Sha'asa adam ze kamiya zola gimel anashim. An individual makes this kamiya for three different people. The nasa adam ze mumcha sharipa gimel anashim. This person becomes a mumcha because it healed three people. One kamiya, same type of amulet, healed three people. The kamiya mumcha sharipa ksav ze gimel anashim. And the kamiya becomes mumcha if it heals different three different people. So a person seems to be over here that to make a person a mumcha.
It also goes on the guy.
Right, exactly. So, to make a person a mumcha, if he heals three different people with three, it seems over here, if he healed three different people with three different amulets, right? Rashi says on top here, Hala mumcha yigavya. Three people, Stam, have three, obviously they have three different illnesses. Well, not in my house, everyone has the same sinus infection. But still, the idea is that three people they have three different illnesses. But and therefore he has three different amulets, right? And they're not doma to each other. That's how you establish a person for all his things. He has to heal three different people with three different amulets. Vaha, next Rashi, Tikatani Kol Sharipa Vishalam Vishalosh Mari Bicholi Echad, Vikasuze Halachash Ripa Gimel Pa'amim, Ola Adam Achalo Shlosha, Dilam Huye Kmiya Mari Shasa Kmila Vada Mumcha Ayad Adam Ze, Oim Ksum Shlosha Poem, Shasa Kmiya Shalachash, Ze Mumcha Miyad Kol Adam. In order for the amulet itself to be Kavua, it has to heal three times. Even one person. So in order for an amulet to become a Mumcha, it can heal one person three times. In order for a person to become a mumcha, it has to heal three different people one time. Meaning he has to be successful three times on three different illnesses on three different people. Okay. I'm a rapapa. Rapapa says, it's pasha to me that if a person writes tlas kima with tlas gavri, he writes three different kamiyos for three different people, and they work. Tlasa zimni, three times, meaning each kamiya is work, meaning they're nine kamiyos here. Three different people with three different illnesses, right? He writes nine kamiyos. It machi gavri, machi kamiyah. Both the person and the kamiyos are considered mumcha. The person who wrote the kamiyos is a mumcha for everything because he wrote three different kamiyos and they worked. And each kamiyah is also mumcha because they healed a person three different times. So that, in this case, you have mumcha on both. Now, what about the following case? Tulasa kamiyah with tulasa gavri. He writes three different kamiyos for three different people, chad zimna. Each kamiya is healing one person once. So gavre itmache, the person who wrote the amulets is a mumcha because he's healed three different people with three different amulets. But kamiya lo itmache, but the amulet itself is not a mumcha, meaning if somebody else uses this type of healing, it's not considered a mumcha because if somebody else writes it, because each amulet has only healed one person once. And in order for an amulet to become a mumcha, it has to heal three times. The person healed three different people with three different illnesses, but the amulet itself only healed one. And he also says, again, Chad Kamiya, if it's one amulet, L'Klusa Gavre, he uses one amulet and he heals three different people. So Kamiya is Mache. The Kamiya itself is now a Mumche because it's healed three different people, but Gavre lo is Mache. But the person itself is not a Mumche yet. He's not established as an expert because he's only healed one illness. He has to heal three different people with three different illnesses. So Boy Rapapa asks the following Shaila. T'lasa Kimi. He has three different amulets, which are for three different cholim, l'chad gavra, for one person. So it's one person who was sick three different times, had three different amulets written by the same person. So what's the din? Kamiya vade lo ismache. The kamiya itself is clearly not a mumche, because each kamiya only healed him once. But gavra itmache o lo itmache is the individual who wrote the kamiya. Has he become a mumche over here now or not? Mi amrinan, do we say, ha asile? This person was healed three different times with three different illnesses, with three different amulets, so the guy who wrote them is a mumcha. Oh, Dilma, you say, no, it's just, you really have to heal three different people from three different illnesses, because maybe here, the one person who got healed three times Mazal the Haigabra who the Kabakaba Kasava. It's just the mazal of this one individual that he can accept these amulets, whatever that means. So just this, he healing the same person the same multiple occasions doesn't prove the amulet. Maybe it's on the individual who's sick also has a special mazal. Gemara answers, Teku Tishbi Yitaritz Kushios Liabios. Okay. Now, these kamiyos also sometimes were written with. I wonder if the Rambam brings an example of halacha about these kamiyos and what they do. But these kamiyos were oftentimes written that had psukim and had shemos on it. So what's the story with the word with those holy names written on these kamiyos? So Yibay Elohu, kamiyin that have shemos kadoshim, yesh mem mishum kedusha or diyom eim mem mishum kedusha. Do they have kedusha or not? So Hashem says maybe they weren't written l'shem kedusha. Maybe they just written in order to get, I don't know, to get the power from the names, let's not be sure, but do they have shame kedusha or not? So lamai hilchasa, so what would be the halachic ramification? So ilei ma'la'atsu lunhu mipnei hadleika, if you say that the reason, that the difference would be whether they have kedusha or not, was whether or not you can save these amulets from a fire, right? You're not from a fire, so. Right, Rashi says, let's lunei b'shabes, all other Sifrei Torah and Kisvei Kodesh are allowed to save. So can you save these amulets? So Toshma, bring a raya for the following brayso on Daf Kuf Tes Vav, Habrachos that the Chachanim were attacking. Rashi says Shetiknu Chacham, you can teach us Rosh Hashanah, Sheish Bemalchus as a Chornos Beshofros. It seems to be like a siddur, some sort of siddur that had the brachos written in them. The Hakmiyin and the Kmiyin. Even though it has Shem Hashem and has a lot of psukim from the Torah, you may not save them and they get burned. So you see from here clearly that the kamiyos are not saved. So whether or not they have kedusha or not doesn't make a difference. That cannot be the nafkamina. We have a clear halacha that they're not saved from the fire. So maybe the halacha ramifications whether or not the kamiyos have kedusha or not is whether or not you have to bury them, or they require geniza. So that's a raya, that's not the problem. So Tashma. Hayakasov, if Shem Hashem was written al yedos hakelim on the handles of kelim, al kira al kare hamita or on the footstools, the pegs of the bed, yagod, you should cut them off v'yig nizenu, and then you put them in shemus. So you see that you do have to store them. So what's the halachic ramification as to whether or not the kamiyos have kedusha or not? Eloli karis behem bebeis hakisei. Whether or not you can wear these amulets into the bathroom, into the latrine. So my, what's the halacha? Yesh of kedusha v'asir. Do they have kedusha? Therefore, you're not allowed to wear them into the beis hakisei. Odil me'ein bem kedusha v'shari. And you are permitted to wear them into the beis hakisei. So Tashma, we'll bring a raya from our Mishnah. What does our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah says below b'kmiya b'sman she'ino mina mumcha. This is what the shayla that we were asking. You're not allowed to wear the kmiya if it's not from a mumcha. Ha mina mumcha nafik. But if it is a mumcha, you're allowed to wear it outside on Shabbos. V'yamart kamiyah yesh mem mishum kedusha, and if there's a problem that kamiyah has the kedusha, so zimn dimitzarech lebeis hakisei. Maybe when you're walking outside, you're gonna have to go to the latrine, you have to go to the bathroom, and if they have kedusha, but asil asinu, and you'll take off the kamiyah, and you'll take them off, but asinu avramas misarabim, and you'll carry them down avramas misarabim. The fact that they didn't make this takana shows that they're not afraid that you're gonna wear them into the bathroom. Why not? Because you're allowed to wear them in the bathroom. So what it says, so hachamai skin, no, not a raya. We're talking about in our Mishnah, the Kamiyah Shalikarit. We're talking about root. Simonin. Kamiyahs, not ones with words. One says, wait a second. We have the Bryce that says, Vatanya, Ech Kamiyah Shalikarit, Ech Kamiyah Shalikarit. There's no difference. So you're allowed to wear the Kamiyah Shalikarit also. So, okay, no. Ela Hakamai Skin Machol Shesh Masakana. We're talking about a Chol Shesh Masakana. One says, wait a second. Vatanya, the Bryce says, Ech Chol Shesh Masakana, Ech Chol Shesh Masakana. That's not the difference. There's no difference. So, Ela, what's over here, we say that you're not allowed to wear them into the base of Kisei. Kavan demase afagab dem. Basically, saying like as follows: Kavan demase afagab dem nakli b'day nari sharp b'dami. You can say it like this. Okay, maybe it would be that you're not allowed to wear them into the base akise, but that still you're allowed to carry them, because the kamiya carrying the kamiya, right? Afagab nakli b'yaday nami sharp b'dami. Even wearing it, holding it in your hand, you're allowed to wear it. You're allowed to take it out because. You would say that the way you wear a kamiyah is even by holding it. So that's the derech levisha is even to holding it. So you won't have a problem, even if you tell me that you would have to take it off in the base akisei, there still would be no gezeira, because you're allowed to carry it anyway, because there's no isser of walking around holding it. So we don't have a raya one way or another, whether they were in the basic kisei or not. You said the fact that they didn't make the takana shows that there is a kedusha. So he says no. Maybe it does have kedusha, and they didn't make the takana because there's no need for the takana because you can carry it anyway because that's the derech.
You can't carry it in your hand.
Yes, you can. That's what he's saying.
No, I said he's saying that you can, but
there'll be no chiyuv. So you would take it off. What's the tut stadim? It has kedusha, and therefore it can't be worn into the basic kisei, or it doesn't have kedusha, and it may be worn into the basic kisei. So if the raya was as follows, the chachamim did not make a takana, then maybe you'll carry it, right? So if they didn't make that takana, therefore they're not concerned you're going to take it off. So our halacha is you're not concerned you're going to take it off because that means you're allowed to wear it into the basic kisei. He says no. Maybe you will take it off to go to the basic kisei. Why?
Because if it's let's say worked logically, if it's something that if you believe in it and it's good, you're gonna keep it on top of you. You're not gonna worry about it. What does it do with going to the basic kisei? Because it's got kedusha on it.
Right. Exactly. So it has kedusha on it. So you
talking about the ones got the herbs in it.
No. We said no. We said v'hat.
Exactly.
It makes no difference. You're allowed to wear the ones that have the Mishnah's talking about the ones that have the written words on it also.
You're allowed to wear it.
Correct.
That's
the basic kisei. Right, and there's no fear. They didn't make a takana. There's no fear that you're going to walk down the arms. If the kemiah, the havinu is, if the kemiah has kedusha on it, and therefore it may not be brought into the basic kisei, there should have been a takana that you may not wear the kemiahs because you're going to take it off when you go to the basic kisei, and then you're going to walk down the arms versus the rabbi. So the Gemara says, no, there's no raya there. Maybe you will take it off. Maybe it has kedusha. You will take it off. And who cares if you carry it in your hand? As Rashi is going to say, takshitahu, even carrying it is a takshit. There would be no chiyuv. There would be no takana, because that's how you carry the kamiya. Sometimes the way of carrying the kamiya is in the hand. So then the Gemara says, wait a second. Vatanya, like you're saying, Vatanya, Rav Yosha Omer, ubilvad shlo yachzenu biyado, biyavinu abram susi merabim. You'll have to take the kamiya as long as you don't carry it in your hand. So then we're back to who we were. There's a raya. The fact that they didn't make the takana about the bathroom means it doesn't have kedusha. So hakab ma'iskinon b'mechupe or no, maybe it does have kedusha. We're not concerned you can take it off because it's in a leather pouch. The kamiya is contained within a leather pouch. So Gemara says, wait a second. If it's in a leather strap, it's in a leather holding. So what about tefillin? Why do you have to take tefillin off? Tefillin, the kedusha is also in. It's in a leather box. Right, tefillin de mechupa or b'tanya. The Brisa says, "Hanichlas beis hakisei chol tefillin b'richutz b'richuk da ara amos v'nichlas dal amos away from the tefillin from the beis hakisei." You have to take off the tefillin and then walk in. Well, why? It's in a leather. It's contained in the box. The Gemara says, "No hasa." I'm just going to read Tosas Girsa. So just the first part here. Hasa mishum shin. It's because of the shin that's on the shel rosh. The Amar Abaye shin shel tefillin halacha l'moshe misinai. The shin is halacha l'moshe misinai. Rashi says, "Hasa."
It
I hear you. So, but let's say the box. Let's say the box didn't have a shin on it. If the box didn't have a shin on it, they would be saying here you can walk into the base akise because it's covered in leather. Hasa mishum shin she asui me orach chitzon atzmo, right? Komet bo gimel kmatim ke ein shin mishakai. The hadalas vayud osim bekasher. The shin has to be on the box, and the dalal and yud you make on the kasher. Shekosha rutsua. So again, the Rashi, we've seen this many times before about what the back strap on the tefillin shorosh has to look like. Rashi pounds away everywhere that it has to be look like a dalet. So it's just no, sometimes you get the box, the double dalet. Okay. Now it's not the time. It's a big major machlokas. Okay. So he says it has hashem mishum shin. The Amar Abaye, says shin shal tefillin halacha moshe misinai. The Amar Abaye dal shal tefillin halacha moshe misinai. The Amar Abaye yud shal tefillin halacha moshe misinai. The osios that you put on the outside are also halacha moshe misinai, and therefore they have to be there. And that has the kedusha, and that's why you can't bring the tefillin into the bathhouse. Seems to hear that the reason why you can't bring the tefillin into the bathhouse has nothing to do with the parshios, because the parshios are covered. It has to do with that shin that's on the side of the shel rosh. Interesting. Okay, let's finish up to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said a person cannot go out on Shabbos lo b'shiryon, not with armor, below kasta, some sort of hat, below magafayim, not magafayim. So what's shiryon? Shiryon is zarda. If you don't know, Zarda is like the scale. It's a scaled armor that you use to protect yourself from being from the sword from piercing you. Kasta, what's a kasta? Amarav, that is sanvarta. It's sanvarta, which is some sort of, Rashi says, it's kova or tacha kova matecha. They wore some leather hat under the metal hat. Okay? And magafayim, what are magafayim? Amarav, huzamake. Boots, basically. You know, these boots, right? Huzamakami, and paliosho barzel b'mochamah. These iron boots that you wore in the war. Okay? We'll stop here. Everybody have a good day.